This is your KUTX Soundcheck. I'm Taylor Wallace. The ACL 2016 lineup has been announced, and it's a doozy. LCD Sound System, Willie Nelson, Kendrick Lamar, LL Cool J, Flying Lotus, and for the first time ever, Radiohead are among the dozens of groups slated to play the festival this year. Three-day passes went on sale at 10 a.m., and single-day passes will go on sale later this summer after ACL announces the day-by-day lineup. There are also two big changes to the festival layout this year. The Kitty Limit stage will be moved to the Barton Springs Road entrance in a much shadier location. Oh, and that stage by the Rock Island and craft beer tent that's never big enough, it's being upgraded too, becoming the same size as the second tier stages. Musician, record label owner, and music blogger Alan McGee, who is best known for co-founding Creation Records, is having his memoir, The Creation Records Story, Riots, Raves, and Running a Label, adapted into a biopic. Creation Records began in 1983 and was run by McGee until 1999, and launched bands like Oasis and the Jesus and Mary Chain. McGee is working with Scottish writer Irvine Welsh to adapt the autobiography. Welsh is famous for his transgressive fiction, including Reheated Cabbage, The Acid House, and Trainspotting.
Something happened on the day he died.
Did David Bowie leave his fans a special gift on Black Star? One fan took to the internet this week reporting that he left the sleeve of his vinyl out in the sunlight for a few hours, and when he picked it up, there was an array of constellations on the paper. Now, fans and music news sources alike are out to find out if this was a fluke or if David Bowie left us a gift in the style of national treasure. So experiment for yourself, we will too, and hit us up on social media if you can confirm the existence of these constellations. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.